Now, another hour of Smart Talk, 620 KPOJ, Portland's Talk.
To the hills of Los Angeles, a voice is rising to serve justice. This is the Norman Goldman Show, the home of fierce independence, intelligent dialogue, and passionate logic is right here, right now. Sitting in for Norm, here is Adam Klugman, host of Mad as Hell in America Radio. Heard Saturdays on AM 620, Portland's Talk, KPOJ.
Welcome to the Norman Goldman Show, the place where justice is served and where fierce independence is the norm. I'm Adam Klugman, sitting in for Norm yet another day, connected to the entire country from my tiny little closet of a room in Portland, Oregon, through the miracle of modern technology. It's one of the few things that human beings have gotten right, this technology thing. And I wish that we could bring up the level of wisdom to match the level of cleverness. If we were as wise as we were clever, we'd have this wired. But I think that's coming. I do. I really do. I sense that it's coming. So we have another really good show for you today, but I'm going to do something a little different. I've been a little guest heavy because, well, I like smart people and I like to surround myself with smart people, ask good questions, and then let them run. And that's what I'm going to do today. Only today, you guys are the smart people. In the first segment and in the last segment, it's just you and me. In the second segment, we are going to have Margaret Flowers and Kevin Zeese from the October 2011 movement, which is kind of merged with the Occupy Washington, D.C. movement. These are some core leaders on the ground in D.C. We're going to check in with the Occupy movement. We're going to find out where we are. We're going to find out what's happening in the spring. We are not dead. We did not go home like it was Burning Man and sleep it off. We are still organizing. It's winter, so we're kind of just laying low. And the guests tomorrow are going to be, we're going to have guests again tomorrow, some really smart people. Once again, Gar Alperovitz, author of a book called America Beyond Capitalism. Great book, beautiful, smart guy. And Jeff Clements, we're going to be talking about corporations are not people. And we know that. I don't know why we have to keep stating the obvious, but corporations are not indeed people. And we're going to talk about that with Jeff Clements. And today it's something I call dealer's choice. I don't know, for you people who play poker, sometimes you play dealer's choice and whoever has the cards, they get to decide the game. You guys are the dealers. Whatever you want to talk about, 1-888-321-6001. That's 1-888-321-6001. There's lots to talk about. I'll make some suggestions on topics, but I'm going to start, since I've got the microphone, I'm going to start. And here's what I'm going to start with, because the Iowa caucuses are coming up in a few days. And that's kind of scary because the Republicans have absolutely nothing of substance to talk about. And so when they have nothing of substance to talk about, which is most or all of the time, where do they go? What issue is their last holdout? When all else fails, where do these utterly gutless, visionless, unprincipled clowns go? Well, yeah, you guessed it. Abortion, or anti-abortion, I should say, or anti-woman's right to choose what she does with her own body, I should say. And unfortunately, it's back. And it has a kind of a new formation, and a more virulent strain has hit the political marketplace, and it's got me a little worried. I don't know if you've heard about it. It's called Personhood USA. And they recently held what they call a Republican teletown hall, which I think should be called a Teletubby town hall, in which they made all the participants sign a pledge stating that they will, quote, defend innocent human life without exception and without compromise, which, of course, is code for never an abortion under any circumstances, including rape, incest, or even when the life of the mother is at stake. That option is off the table for all women. Now, what's particularly scary about this new strain of right-to-lifers is the Personhood USA spokesperson. Her name is Rebecca Kiesling, and she is the child of a woman who was impregnated in an act of rape. And she has made it her mission to kind of emotionally blackmail candidates like Rick Perry and Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum, and yes, even Ron Paul, who wasn't at the debate, but signed the pledge. And she's got them helping her pass a constitutional amendment that would trump Roe v. Wade under the cover of, quote, personhood. There it is again. Using the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment as justification. What scares me about this whole personhood movement is this personhood positioning. I mean, if the government can reinforce the idea in Citizens United that corporations are persons, it seems a much shorter trip to make a fertilized egg into a, quote, person. So I'm going to play you a clip from the Personhood USA identity video. You might want to get the children out of the room. This is spooky stuff.
Personhood. The recognition that all human life is precious, that every person has the right to life, from their earliest biological creation to natural death. Personhood is the new civil rights movement for the 21st century. It is the fulfillment of our potential as people and as a nation, and it is reinvigorating the culture of life in our society. These are the times that test men's souls. We must not shrink from our convictions. Before us lies the arduous road of the many battles to come as we seek a federal constitutional amendment that protects all of human life. You see, we've only just begun, but we know where we are going, and it starts with you. That's because personhood is a true grassroots movement, and we need you to reach out to your community, your family, to your neighbors, and to your church. You are the invariable key to success in this movement. So please, take the first step and join us at personhoodusa.com. You can be the voice of change. You can be the voice of the voiceless.
Boo, kids. I mean, maybe it's just the music, but that really just gives me the creeps. It's like something out of the of a movie about a very scary future. And if you see the video, there's this running footage of Martin Luther King as the voiceover calls it, quote, the new civil rights movement for the 21st century, and then quotes Thomas Paine saying that these are the times that try men's souls. Interesting choice there, because the last time I checked, Thomas Paine didn't have a womb. And men don't have abortions, and neither do their souls. In fact, they don't even get pregnant. But these same men seem to have no problem telling women what they can do with their own bodies, even if it means they lose their lives. I mean, could you imagine a group of pro-choice advocates trying to pass legislation making vasectomies mandatory for men who are convicted of rape or incest? My God. I mean, I think there's a moral equivalence there, but, you know, you wouldn't want to mess with Newt Gingrich's pecker, because it would make him really mad. And there are a couple of points that are really obvious, but not so obvious that they don't need to be restated. And the first one is that a woman must be able to determine the fate of her own body, period. That is not a question. The state has no business intruding on the interior of a woman's body with its transient morality. And see, that's why I'm so disappointed in Ron Paul. Now, he's not someone I necessarily support, but at least he has consistently taken the stand that government needs to get out of people's personal lives, their personal choices. And yet he signed on to this. I mean, he actually signed the Personhood USA pledge and then made some bogus clarification later that made no sense and just pissed everyone off. But it makes me ask the question, what kind of power does this organization wield, and where the hell did it come from? But it gets even scarier, because all the candidates talked about how they would enact this legislation. This is from the Huffington Post. Each speaking in turn, Perry stressed his intent to appoint pro-life judges to the Supreme Court, and Santorum, of course, reiterated his pro-life record in the Senate. Gingrich, not surprisingly, offered the boldest proposal of the night, saying he would, quote, write a personhood bill so that it is not appealable, and cited an example from 1802 when Thomas Jefferson and James Madison removed more than a dozen federal judges. Gingrich also pointed listeners, that was on the radio, to an extensive paper on his website where he offers a controversial plan to subpoena federal judges to testify before Congress in the event that their rulings are deemed, quote, anti-American by a hypothetical Gingrich administration. It's McCarthyism for federal judges. So now a standing Supreme Court ruling, established law for 35 years, can be deemed anti-American by a Newt Gingrich administration. It seems that Newt has forgotten something very important. The president does not write laws. That's what Congress does. But I guess it doesn't matter to a guy like Newt Gingrich, because he is just yet another one of these whacked out power junkies who will say absolutely anything he thinks will get him elected. But the real point I want to make is about why abortion was made legal in the first place. And sometimes in all the discussions, it gets lost. Because it's about, you know, pro-choice and right to life. I mean, this debate that keeps going back and forth. But what really gets lost is what life was like for women before Roe v. Wade who had an unwanted pregnancy. I mean, that's why in 1973, the law was passed to protect women's health. I mean, this isn't some abstract concept about choices necessarily. Women were dying horrible deaths from illegal back alley abortions for hundreds of years. Roe v. Wade protected them from that fate. Roe v. Wade gives our daughters, our wives, our sisters, our neighbors, our friends protection from the horrors of illegal medical procedures that were literally killing them because of some false morality imposed by white patriarchs with no concept and no compassion for what it's like for a woman to carry a pregnancy she didn't want. Now, I know Michelle Bachmann is a woman and that there are lots of women who support making abortion illegal. And quite frankly, I don't understand it. I'm not a woman. I can't speak for it. But it seems to me that rolling back women's rights in any form at all is incredibly dangerous, because women have been last in line in Western culture since it crawled out of the slime and declared itself civilized. And what confuses me even more is how the unbelievable hypocrisy that is so blatant in all of this just gets passed over by the lamestream media. I mean, a guy like Rick Perry will sign on to protect the sanctity of every human life, but then flaunt the fact that he killed more death row prisoners than any other governor in the history of the country, and then get the whole life-loving Republican Party to applaud his record. So I guess Rick doesn't mean he will protect the sanctity of every human life, just the ones that get him elected. And it doesn't stop there. Because as soon as this precious human life actually enters the world, it's on its own. These less government people want to force its mother to bring it into poverty, desperate poverty. But after that, oh no, your mom's a welfare queen. No health care for you, kiddo. No public education, no job security, no food stamps, no Head Start, you know, no Pell Grants for college, nothing. Because now that you're here, it's all about rugged individualism and pulling yourself up by the bootstraps. Now that you're here, life is cheap, buddy boy. Just watch how we bomb the brown people and the yellow people and destroy the forest and the air and the ocean so that we can get filthy rich exploiting you and everything alive. I mean, this just makes me insane. It makes me beyond mad as hell. And I know it's not new territory, but man, I feel that every time it pops its head up, we have to beat it down, because if we don't, it grows. So, those are the cards I'm dealing today. We don't have to talk only about this. I came to the studio with the idea today that anything goes, that it's dealer's choice, and that deal still stands. Whatever you want to talk about, bring it. Numbers 1-888-321-6001. That's 1-888-321-6001. You can talk about this. You can talk about the bombings that are going on in Iraq. We can talk about the fact that members of Congress are getting richer faster than the top 10% wealthiest people in this country. Whatever it is you want to talk about. We can even continue the conversation that we started yesterday, in which I was kind of challenging President Obama and saying that it was time to take a stand for another way. And after this rant, I feel like calling myself out, because a lot of people called me out. Because even though I'm really frustrated with President Obama, the thought of a Mitt Romney or a Newt Gingrich presidency scares the living hell out of me. So I have to ask myself, how much worse can it get, Adam? Yeah, much, much worse. You're listening to the Norman Goldman Show, the place where justice is served. I'm in for Norm this week. The numbers here are 1-888-321-6001. 1-888-321-6001. This is the Norman Goldman Show, the place where justice is served.